I was about 16 when I went to med school in Glasgow, a city in Scotland, and I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I had that experience as well, just to grow as a person and see the whole other side and what it's like to maybe be a doctor. And I would love to go back at some point, but right now my focus is music.
Emily Sandé has more talents than she knows what to do with. No matter, this Scottish-born singer can be a doctor later, much later if it's up to her fans. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. Emily Sandé is one of those quietly intelligent people you imagine could do anything they put their mind to. Born in 1988 to a Zambian father and an English mother, Sandé grew up in northeast Scotland. She wrote her first song at 7, and as a teenager, she was offered a record deal after winning a songwriting competition. Instead of signing on, though, she opted for medical school. Eventually, the music won out, and in 2009, she co-wrote and was featured in the song Diamond Rings by the rapper Chipmunk. It made the top 10 on the UK singles chart, officially launching Sandé into the public eye. Since then, she's moved to London, wowed Simon Cowell, and written songs for many other UK artists, including Professor Green, Leona Lewis, and Susan Boyle. But until now, she's been the woman behind the songs rather than the one in front of the mic. Emily Sandé is changing all that with her debut album called Our Version of Events. And during a stop at FUV, host Rita Houston asked Emily if she started to get recognized by fans.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed it changing week by week. Mm-hmm. First of all, when Heaven came out and charted well, and then there's another, and then people slowly get to know you, and then the album came out, went to number one, and then you really notice it because people know more songs that used to just be secrets and people recognize you. And so definitely, yeah, now I kind of walk out when I would just go and get some milk. Now it's a little bit different, but it's all great. Everyone just seems to really connect to the music, and when you get to meet people that are really really being, you know, moved by your music, it kind of brings it all home while you're doing it. So I'm enjoying meeting people, but it is very bizarre.
Will you recognize me? I try to keep my heart clean, but I can't get it right. Will you recognize me when I'm lying on my bed? Something's gone inside me, and I can't get it back.
So this is your first stop for American radio.
Yes, first ever American
Welcome.
Radio. Thank
you. That's awesome. So far, so good?
Yeah, brilliant.
You know, what do you see when you look at that scene of so many British artists coming over here to the States and doing fantastic?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's such an exciting time in Britain at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's so many different genres all mixing together, and people are... It's just very exciting music. I mean, I love Adele, I love Florence, and it just seems like a very creative place at the moment. And yeah, we all look over here and we love the soul artists from here and all the great artists from America, but we've kind of mixed that with things that we've listened to growing up in Britain, like, I don't know, Massive Attack, Portishead. It's just like a big combination of everything. So I feel like people feel very free to experiment in the UK, and I think that's where this kind of new wave has come from.
When we first moved in together, couldn't keep hands off each other. Now we're lying back to back in silence in the black. We used to laugh until we cried. You used to look at me and smile. Now we hardly say hello, and feelings never show. And all the signs seem to say love is lost. Pretending we both know where I hurt.
That's Maybe from Emily Sandé's upcoming album called Our Version of Events. And before that, a live performance of Heaven. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Catch video of the live performances and the complete interview at WFUV.org.